Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And 508-996-0500 is the number to call in. You can also use app chat or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Phil. I just had a quick question. I was looking up the website, and I noticed there's a new supermarket, Vincent's.
Vicente's, yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me what started about? I just wanted to know a little bit about that market. You know, we have a Market Basket, Shaw's. I mean, so like, we've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, all the details are in the story there. So it's a family-owned supermarket.
Sorry to bother you.
They have
doing your show about them. Just wanted to know a little bit about that.
No problem. They have a couple of other locations, two in Brockton and one in Rhode Island.
Yep.
And what they specialize in there is having kind of local ethnic foods for some of the cultures of the area. So in addition to being able to get your regular groceries, they have a lot of stuff for Portuguese recipes, Cape Verdean recipes, Guatemalan recipes, things like that.
It's
at the corner of Mount Pleasant and Nauset Street. So there used to be another supermarket over there. I forget which one. Was it a Price Right? No, this was more recently. There was a supermarket over there. It's where they have a Dollar Tree, and there's a Santander Bank there and a Dunkin', that little plaza right on the corner of Mount Pleasant and Nauset Street. It's right in there.
Yeah, I still can't believe Gary's Best is closing.
Well, you know, so they are going to join us when they have an idea of what the plan is for the future, but
I've talked to Joe at Market Basket. I worked there, mm-hmm. I'm a bagger, and I said, who's going to take over?
I mean, somebody's got to want to do it. I can't imagine.
D's is the best.
I love the Coney sauce at D's.
Oh, I tried their hot sauce. Wicked hot.
Well, I'll try to stay away from that then.
Where's that market again? Where is it?
The corner of Mount Pleasant and Nauset Street. So kind of over across from like where Building 19 used to be.
Okay.
All right. If you go over there, let us know what you think.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Yep.
508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. So, Mr. Apollo won't obey, huh?
He is insane.
Okay. Well, I told you what I did to straighten my Stella out, and she has learned, and it's not dangerous. She had for a while, she was going on top of the air conditioner. And I didn't like that, and so I did what worked for my cat that I had in the past. Got the spray bottle from the Dollar Tree, $1.25 plus tax. And I don't get her drenched. She just feels the spray and books it out of there. So it took a couple of times. She doesn't go near it anymore now. One little spray and that does it. Now she sees me get up. She knows I'm going for that bottle and boom, she's out of there. So she doesn't go on at all. Now I started thinking once I go out, she knows I'm not here. And I'm wondering if she goes over there. So I before I leave the house, I take the bottle, I put it right on top of the AC. It's right in the middle, right in the front. You can't miss it. I come home, nothing to disturb. I mean, she didn't knock it over. I'm assuming she didn't go there. Because she knows that's associated with the spray in the face.
So. Well, I can tell you, I have squirt bottles, you know, strategically placed all around the house to get him, you know, and all these different things that he gets into. And it doesn't really affect him. I've been trying to keep him off. You know, he tries to climb on my desk. For some reason, he loves to climb on to the top of my record player and go behind my TV. And that's not going to happen because if he knocks that over, I'm just going to open the door and he lives outside. And then he climbs up the book. I have like a desk with a shelf unit over it. And he tries to get to the top of that. And I let him get to like one level of it, but I don't want him to go all the way to the top because there's stuff up there. And that's where I have like the little security camera for the room and everything like that. And I don't want him getting up there and messing around with it. And he always wants to get up there, but there's like all kinds of stuff up there. Like there's no room for him up there. And
so you've already sprayed him? He's felt it already?
Oh, he's felt it many times. It doesn't affect him any. He'll just do it again a few minutes later.
Well, if all else fails, there's a woman that lives in my building that's looking for a cat. She didn't want to go pay for one like I did. So you may not get any money from her, but she's looking for a cat. And I don't even know if we should bring up his antics. I don't know.
They didn't bring them up to me when I got them.
I think you should ought to keep him a little bit more. How long has he been there now?
Yeah, it's only been a month. I'm not giving up just yet.
He loves you. Yeah, nah, don't get rid of him. Now, about the drones, I mean, already. First of all, they have to know that we're talking about it on news, that we're aware of it. They know we're aware of it. So you don't think that they should at least stop all this commotion, call the government, say, yeah, we're over there in New Jersey, we're on Cape Cod, and we're not doing anything wrong, and we'll talk to you about it, and we'll explain everything. But no, they're not going to do that. So I say, shoot it down. Just like Trump says, if they can't come out and tell us what they're doing, I believe that the Biden administration knows what they're doing, and they're not going to share anything with us because it's probably evil business, shenanigans. Why wouldn't they come out if they're innocent of anything, any wrongdoing? Why can't they say, this is what we're doing? Don't you think they could do that?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on what the nature of it is. If it's something that is, you know, if it's an ongoing investigation into it and they're trying to get whoever is behind it, then they want them to keep flying them so that they can try to figure out who it is. If they immediately stop and they can't trace it back and they haven't been able to find all the people involved yet, then that would kind of stop them from being able to hold those people accountable. So it's a catch 22.
That's one point, but there's no need for that. Now, you know, they must know that we're so weak. We haven't done a doggone thing about it. So whether it's evil, whether it's good, come on.
But here's the thing. They haven't done anything.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Because nobody's reported them doing anything.
Well, I saw a video yesterday, and I don't know who put it up, and I didn't send it to my save. But they showed a drone that was spraying some black stuff out of a bottom, and it was going all over the... Now, what in the world was that? That should have been shot down.
Well, what that could have been is somebody putting up a video of them spraying for, you know, rabies spraying for mosquitoes, and then somebody put it up there and said, look at what this drone is doing, because, you know, you can't trust what you see on the internet.
Well, don't you think they could alert people? They usually say, shut your windows. We're going to be spraying in your area.
Yeah, that could be an old video from 2 years ago that somebody just posted up and said, look what I just caught in my yard.
That's true, too, but we could have found out if it was an old video, right?
Well, I don't know. Did you look into it? Did you look into seeing, or did you just believe what you saw at face value?
No, I did not.
You're the one that called in last week and said that we can't believe anything we hear on the news, but you believe everything you see on the internet.
I believe they ought to come down. If they're not going to come forward at this point where they know we're talking about it on the news, they know we know all about it, and look, oh, America is still letting us do this. Look, they're not doing nothing to us. Shoot one down, and maybe the rest of them will learn. Now, I heard this morning on your station that they're on Cape Cod.
The Harwich police posted something about it.
Yeah. Well, could that be an old video too, Mr. Weinberg?
It could be, but I also think it's possible that the Harwich police are just jumping on this trend and getting attention for it. I don't think that there's... Here's the thing, is if you're standing on the ground and you're saying, these look like they're bigger than regular drones, how do you know? You're in a bad perspective to be able to know if it is or it isn't.
Well, on your news, it said that they were manned.
That's what the statement was that came out, is that they were manned aircraft.
Okay, now how do they know that? They know a lot, don't they? They know plenty. They're not telling us everything. I never knew you could fit a man in a drone. Are they that big?
Well, so their unmanned craft could be something like a glider or some of these small single-person craft that they use for, you know, going over enemy lines, those kind of things. Here's the other thing. What if this is our own military doing this and they don't want you to know?
Well, they know that we're going to see it. They know we're talking about it. Can't you tell just you one person that can give us some kind of a statement without telling us anything?
What if it's a psyop? What if it's designed to see how people react in a situation like this and we're failing?
What if it's an alien from outer space? Now that I would welcome. Come on down and cure me, guys. I'm ready. I'll be your first client. Come get me.
If it's aliens, I promise you they're flying over and deciding to turn around and go home.
Oh, well. Thank you for the time this morning. And you better love that little boy.
He's the sweetest cat when he's behaving himself. I thought we had turned a corner. He spent all day Saturday laying with me until I had to get up and leave. And, you know, he was so good. And then yesterday he was, even though he was a little bit wild in the morning when I was doing some work, he was still pretty good. And then when I got home, just bombed out of nowhere and jumped on my back.
Well, he was happy you came home.
Well,
now, you know what? We don't have
that's not how we're going
to
show it.
More pictures. You don't hardly put anything up there. Put some more.
I mean, it looks the same.
Yeah, but so what? We like to see other people's cats. I put my Stella up there quite a bit sometimes. She's been taken to that carrier now. Now she won't even go on my bed for 3 nights. She hasn't come to bed with me. So now she's in there.
Well, if I can take some more, I will. I'll see if I can get him to pose for some selfies.
All right, that's nice. Even if he's not posing, whatever he's doing. You know, like when he's wrecking your stuff, that'd be nice to look at. I'd be laughing, you know.
I should have taken a selfie with me with him hanging off my back and said, see, this is what he does to me.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll be looking forward to that.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen again. So, all right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning, Kim. Do you have a tower for the kitty?
He has one. I'm thinking I might get a couple more. Try to see if I can get ones that are even taller.
Yes, what happened with my kitty was my kitty climbed up the inside of my nightgown. Luckily, with the claws facing the outside, all of a sudden gets a little kitty head sticking out of the front of the nightgown. Like, hello. But she used to climb. She wouldn't climb. And I got one. We had to get the tallest one we could with the round little bed on the top that mm-hmm. she can lie in the bed and her head can be on the swivel and she can see what's going on around her. That's what worked. And we can't. She's 12 years and she's still climbing up and down the same thing every day.
Well, I think he's getting one of those this week.
Yeah,
to get the tallest one I can find.
Job. You get the tallest one you can find, and it has like 4 scratching posts on it. It's great. And I think they have them at Job Lot, if not Job Lot, Willard or something for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Enjoy your holiday.
You as well. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500. See, that's the thing, is he has a tree. And he'll lay in that, and you know he'll be happy with that. I'm also thinking about getting him one of those like little bed things you can stick on the window, so that he can sit in the window and look out the window, because he likes to look out the window now. But there's not enough of a sill for him to sit on, so I put a chair under it. But I think he has to still like kind of get up on his front paws to look out the window, and I think that you know he gets bored of that after a while. But maybe that would, you know, give him something to do. He's just wild. And the problem is he doesn't burn off any energy when I'm not home. He just sits there in his cat tree and sleeps because I can see him on the camera. and then waits till I get home, and then I'm all over the house. But when he gets in that mood where his meows changes, and that's when I know he's going to attack me. We had that happen Saturday. I shut that down. But yeah, jumping on my back is, that's not going to happen again. Anyway, 508-996-0500. DSY says the store that was replaced by Vicente's supermarket was Save-A-Lot. So that's, I couldn't think of what it was. I knew it was one of the discount kind of stores, but now it is the Vicente's supermarket. Guys, I don't mean to get you too excited here, but the representatives from New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 are here. That means that it's only a matter of time before Stan is here again. He's going to be on Fun 107 this morning from 7:45 to 8:45, taking phone calls from the kids, just like he did here on Friday night. So if you didn't get a chance to call in Friday night, you can call into Fun 107 at 7:45. And if you did call in on Friday night, the story is now up at WBSM.com and on the app where you can hear Santa's calls into, you know, Santa's calls from the kids here at WBSM. There were even a few adults that called as well. You can check that out now, and you can also hear it wherever you hear the WBSM podcasts and on our app, but it's my favorite thing to do all year because the kids get so excited. I learn what the hot toys are for the year. I had my friend come in with her daughter because they've been going through some stuff. So I was like, you know what? Like, come hang out and meet Santa Claus. I knew some other kids were coming in as well. So I was like, come in and meet Santa Claus. And we had some pizza beforehand and everything. And Isabella was so shy and nervous around Santa at first, but then started to warm up to him after a while. And then we put her on the air and she just took over the show, telling him all the things she wanted for Christmas. And I just let her keep going because it was a slow period for calls. So I just let her keep going. And she was naming everything, dresses and all the different colors she wanted. And I was like, I remember when my son was that age and, you know, he didn't really have big Christmas lists ever. He always wanted just a few things, and it was easy because, you know, only having one child, Santa could bring plenty for him. But I was also thinking, like, I remember the days when it was like the Christmas list was all stuff that was $2, $3, $4, and you wake up on Christmas morning and there's 100 packages on the ground under the tree. But then as they get older and they want more expensive things, it's, you know, 10 packages under the tree. But I remember, you know, even as I said before, you know, even struggling as a kid, my family struggling financially, always had great Christmas every year. Mom and dad always, and mostly mom, even dad would say she deserves the credit for it. She was the one that had the direct line to Santa. Anyway, got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available to you on the WBSM app.
Tonight.
welcome back in. And it is time to go now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A call for drone detection technology in the Northeast after a rise in sightings. Romney predicts J.D. Vance will lead the Republican Party. And what to drink to add years to your life.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the Department of Homeland Security to deploy drone detection technology in New York and New Jersey. Dozens of unidentified drones have been seen flying throughout the Northeast in recent weeks, and Schumer's calling for the federal government to step in. Schumer said, quote, "I'm pushing for answers amid these drone sightings," and requested Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas use what he called drone detection tech in the area. Schumer also said he was working to pass a bill in the Senate that would give local law enforcement more tools for detecting drones. FBI agents reportedly spoke with the mother of Luigi Mangione last week, just hours before the murder suspect was taken into custody. Mangione is suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. His mother, Kathleen Mangione, reportedly told federal agents pictures of the suspected gunman bore a resemblance to her son, who had been reported missing a month earlier. Luigi Mangione is in custody in Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition to New York. Senator Mitt Romney says J.D. Vance will be the likely GOP presidential nominee in 2028. Romney made the prediction on CNN's State of the Union when asked about the future of the Republican Party after President-elect Trump's second term. The Utah senator and former party standard bearer noted the vice president-elect is smart, well-spoken, and believes in the MAGA movement. Romney, who's retiring from Congress, also said both parties will have to reevaluate their messaging to voters following the last election. Senator Lindsey Graham says he doesn't want anonymous claims to derail the nomination of President-elect Trump's Secretary of Defense pick. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, the South Carolina Republican said he'd talked to Pete Hegseth about the allegations against him and believes his side of the story. Hegseth has faced close scrutiny from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over allegations he has a drinking problem and a history of abusing women. Graham cast doubt on some of the claims and said that unless more accusers come forward, he thinks Hegseth will get approved. Actor Jamie Foxx is recovering after being injured while celebrating his birthday in a Beverly Hills restaurant. Incident happened Friday night at Mr. Chow. Police responded to a call of an assault, but later clarified that it was a physical altercation. According to TMZ, Foxx was hit in the mouth by a glass thrown by someone at another table, requiring stitches. No arrests were reported. And that morning cup of coffee might be more than just a quick pick-me-up. A new study done by researchers in Portugal says that the drink may add years to your life. The research was funded by the Institute for Scientific Information on Coffee, a nonprofit started by companies from the coffee industry. The study found that regular coffee drinkers may add an average of almost 2 healthful years to a person's lifespan.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Celtics beat the Washington Wizards 112-98, home to play the Chicago Bulls on Thursday. Patriots have another loss to shake off, this one to the Arizona Cardinals, ahead of their next game this coming Sunday with the Buffalo Bills. And Bruins away to play the Calgary Flames on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Increasing clouds today, a few showers possible later in the day, a high of 45 degrees. For Tuesday, rain likely and a high of 55. Partly cloudy on Wednesday and near 50. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back. And if you're a Duran Duran fan and you have never heard that version of Hungry Like the Wolf, it's the night version. It's a lot of fun. I actually think I might even prefer that to the original. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Now, I like to consider myself a top tier thrifter. I like to consider myself somebody who finds the good deals. And I don't think it's just a matter of getting out there and, you know, knowing the right. I think it's just, it's a lot of it is luck. I get the feel and I say, today's the day to go. Today's the day to go to this place and see what that is. What is it that's drawing me there? So if there's something that I walk in and I find, I say, okay, I'm going to listen to this intuition going forward. And so not every day do I go, or not every time that I feel it do I go. And then I just think, oh, I bet you I missed out on something good. But Saturday morning, I had some things I had to do Saturday, and I knew I was coming in for Spooky South Coast, which there's a new episode up if you haven't checked already. We'll be off again until January because Moniz and Stephanie have some things planned, and I have some things planned coming up. So we're targeting January to make a regular return. But this was an episode that I wanted to get in because it dealt with grief and loss of loved ones, and I know a lot of people miss loved ones who are no longer with us at the holidays and get depressed about it. So I thought that this could be an episode that could help. It's about a documentary film called Life with Ghosts that really talks about being able to use the idea of ghosts to help with grief. And it was a really interesting, fascinating discussion with Stephen Berkeley, the director of the documentary. But I knew I was coming in at night for that. So I slept in. Didn't really rush around too much. And I said, but I want to go down to Gifts to Give because I need some more winter type clothes. The XLs are too big on me now. I need more larges. So I went in and I bought, you know, some flannel shirts and some sweaters and things like that. But as I was walking around, I saw a sweater that was, I forget what the material was, but it's one of the softest, you know, most comfortable sweaters I've ever put on. And it was a large, and it was $15, and it's gray, and I was like, V-neck, and I was like, yeah, I could wear this. So I tried it on, and I said, yeah, I'm definitely going to get this for $15, sure. But then I saw the tag on it, and the tag said that it was $150. It was like, still have the tags on it from being new. All the tags were on it. And it said that it was $120 $120 sweater. And then I looked at the name on the tag and it said The Bay. If you remember The Bay, the Bedford Bay clothing company in the 90s, it was kind of like an offshoot from, I guess, some folks who had worked at Silverstein's. And I only knew about it from hearing other people mention it. I had never shopped there. I didn't know anything about it. But I know that they, you know, had some high-end clothes. And if this thing was, and they were open in the 90s, the late 90s. So if this thing was $120 in the 90s, you can only imagine what it must go for now. And so now not only is it good quality for $15, but now it's vintage. It's a vintage sweater. I was like, you know, I could put that up on eBay. And somebody's probably going to pay some good money for that thing. But I was like, also, I like wearing clothes from the 90s too, and it's very comfortable. So if you see me walking around in a gray pullover sweater V-neck, know that that's my $120 sweater from the Bay. But that was my score of the day, I think. I mean, I got a whole bunch of clothes. And that's why I love going there, because I know not only do I benefit from it, but it's a place where the money that I spend there goes to help local children and local families. And also, it's the place where I bring clothes that I don't need anymore and drop those off so that someone else can wear them and get something out of them. And I think that that is the best possible scenario for somebody like me who is, you know, going through different sizes. And no matter what size I was, and I've been through this journey, I've always been able to find something in there that I could wear. But, I mean, I do also have a whole bunch of clothes now, and that's why I'm so glad that I downloaded the Dash Laundromat app, and I don't need to worry about doing laundry anymore. I don't need to worry about when am I going to find the time to spend a couple of hours. All I've got to do is pack a bag, just throw all the clothes into the bag. You don't even have to do it neatly. You just shove them in the bag, and you either drop them off. You can walk into Dash Laundromat at One State Road in Dartmouth and drop them off with them. You can also not even bother going in and just open up one of the lockers outside of Dash using the Dash app. Leave the bag in there. Tell them, you know, on the app what you want done. Wash, dry, fold, use this, use that. And then when it's done, they let you know. You get an alert. You just go pick it up when it's convenient for you. Or if you really need convenience and you really don't even want to spend the time driving over to Dash, well, then you can get pickup and delivery service from home, from work, to make it so much easier for you to get your laundry done and get it done really well and really easily. So here it is, you know, the holiday season. You're probably running around doing all kinds of stuff. You don't have time to do laundry. They can get it done for you. But maybe you've also got some big things you got to get done. You know, as I've been mentioning, family comes to visit this time of year, and you want to have nice, clean bedding for the family? Send it on over to Dash. Or maybe after everybody has come and stayed, and you've got to wash all that bedding again, don't spend 2 days putting it all in and out of the washing machine and the dryer. No. Just have Dash take care of it. So even if you have laundry facilities at your house, Dash can still take that off your plate. And it's not expensive. That's the thing, is people hear this and they think about all the convenience and they say, well, that must cost a fortune then to get them to do all of that for you. But it's not. We're talking $1 a pound, $1.25, depending on what you're having them do. And that's cheaper than some of the other laundries in the area that offer wash, dry, fold service without all the conveniences that Dash includes. So find out more about them. Go to dashlaundromat.com. Make sure you follow them on social media, because I know it sounds weird, right? But they're always putting up fun videos about laundry. And I never thought laundry and fun could go together hand in hand until I started going to Dash Laundromat. And if you do go to the laundromat to do your laundry yourself, when you go to Dash, you earn rewards back when you use the Speed Queen app to do your laundry at Dash. So what are you doing going somewhere else? Go to the place that has free Wi-Fi. Go to the place that has Disney Plus on the TVs for the kids to watch. Music, bright lights, comfortable chairs. You're going to get it done at Dash, One State Road in Dartmouth. And I'll see you over there, or maybe not, because I had them pick up my laundry. All right, I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And I've got those feelings again. I guess I'm all confused about you. I feel so in love, oh baby. What can I do? I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. How can you not love this song? About you. Anything that has a little falsetto in the morning, yeah, I'm all for that. So, London Beat, that's who that was. So, if you would like to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And there's a story that we had Friday afternoon, so you may have missed it, but it's up there at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But if you've been watching any of the Providence TV stations, you've certainly seen this story, because it's been all over the news all weekend. Baja's Cat Cafe in Tiverton, Rhode Island, was, they had all the cats removed, except for the owner's personal cats, because they didn't have the proper licensing for what they were doing with the cats. So this cat cafe, if you're not familiar, the Baja's Cat Cafe, was a place where you could go and it's a cafe, right? But you also hang out with these cats. There's cats all over, climbing up on cat trees and playing with toys and everything. And you can play with the cats while you're there. And people loved this place. They loved going there and hanging out with the cats. However, as it turns out, the owner, Amanda Souza Vieira, she was only licensed to accept cats from Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River. So what would happen is Forever Paws would take in these cats, and then those cats would be brought to the cat cafe to hang out. And the idea is that people get to play with the cats and they might want to adopt the cats. And they've been doing this now for, I think, a couple of years. But what happened was Amanda started bringing in her own cats. Well, not only her own cats, her personal cats, but also like finding other cats that needed to be adopted and bringing them into the cat cafe that weren't coming in through Forever Paws. And she was not licensed to run an independent cat rescue. So what happened was the RISPCA came down and took the cats. And now the cats are removed from there, and we got a statement from the RISPCA. You know, the owner put a video up on Facebook saying, you know, they're taking my cats, we're shutting down. You know, I know that what I did was wrong, but, you know, I was trying to help these cats. And you can read about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I've got to take a break here before the end of the hour. And I got a lengthy statement from the RISPCA that I'd like to read to you verbatim. But I want to make sure I get this break in. So let me take that break. And if we have time this hour, we'll read it. And if not, we'll get to it at the beginning of the next hour. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
She's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look.
I always love pop songs where the singer's first language is in English because you get some really creative lyrics and ideas in the songs. Anyway, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back on the other side, more with you. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app.